Meals on Wheels is celebrating its 60th birthday this year, but there's a question mark about its future, incredibly. This organisation is blaming the recent closure of some of its services on uncertainty over federal government funding. The Commonwealth is currently reviewing food provision for elderly people under its home and community care program, and Meals on Wheels says that's created a loss of confidence within the volunteer-led organisation. Cathy Van Exdel has more.
So what we've got, these are the main meals, which today is lamb rissoles with gravy, which is one of my mother's favourites, or the other alternate meal is pork and apple curry with rice.
It's a Tuesday morning in Brisbane's inner east, and Bulimba Meals on Wheels president Penny McClelland is one of several local volunteers heading out in their cars to deliver the day's meals, which have been prepared by a larger neighbouring branch. The first call is to an elderly woman who lives alone. She's deaf and doesn't always hear the door knock, so there's a fridge in the garage for the food deliveries.
Now that's a problem. Got to bear with me, I don't know how to use this new phone. Hello? Yeah, it's Penny. We're at Melva's. Yeah, and of course we can't raise her again, but all her food is in the fridge from yesterday. But yes, it's unusual that she hasn't picked her food up. Okay.
A Meals on Wheels staff member will contact relatives, but Penny's mind is put at rest immediately by a vigilant neighbour who explains Melba is away for a few days. The next delivery is to 91-year-old Rex.
Hello, Rex.
Thank you.
You did too.
Rex gets meals delivered 4 days a week.
My son takes me shopping Wednesdays. And Saturday and Sunday, I like to do a little bit of cooking for myself occasionally.
How important is Meals on Wheels to you?
Oh, well, I'm just over 90. And they're keeping me going.
With a growing aged population, these kind of in-home services are experiencing greater demand. Although these days, Meals on Wheels is competing with supermarket frozen ready meals and light and easy home deliveries. Last year, government funding for food services provided to elderly Australians moved from the states to become a Commonwealth responsibility under the Home and Community Care Program. Meals on Wheels has always operated on a volunteer model, with about 80% of the cost of the meals covered by clients who pay between $4.50 and $13. The shortfall is met through donations and government subsidies, which differ for each state and territory. In Queensland, the subsidy is $2.55 a meal. In New South Wales, it's $7 a meal. But the federal government has guaranteed that funding only until 2015, while a major review is conducted.
Most of the Meals on Wheels service are concerned about the unknown. They're not sure what's going to happen. There's a lot of angst as to whether they will or will not get funded after 2015.
Meals on Wheels Queensland CEO Deborah Tape says uncertainty around funding and a possible redesign of the organisation is scaring off volunteers, and services are closing.
Nervous management committees leaving because they can't cope with what's going to happen or what they don't know will happen. Management committee members are just dropping off like flies. We can't get new ones in because they're unsure of the impending paperwork or changes. So I think we're going to lose Meals on Wheels services. And in fact, in Queensland, we've lost three in the last few weeks. One rural, one North Queensland, and one city service, all struggling to find management committee and finances.
What are you hearing from the government then about this process?
I've been fortunate to be a part of that review process. They have been honest in saying that they are not sure of the future, but are being guided by the review team that consists of a large number of organisations. Other than that, they're probably in the same boat as us and don't really know.
And when do you expect to know?
We're hoping to know by the end of this year.
In terms of the future of Meals on Wheels, is there a question mark here?
We hope not. However, if the funding does change or they lose funding, we can see that we may lose a large number of services.
Thousands of times a day,
Meals on Wheels volunteers, like me, hear two words.
Thank you.
Meals on Wheels Australia is celebrating its 60th anniversary. It all began in June 1953 with a woman on a tricycle delivering meals in South Melbourne. Today, there are 740 branches and outlets of Meals on Wheels in every state and territory. And each year, nearly 15 million meals are delivered to about 53,000 people. Across the nation, there are about 80,000 Meals on Wheels volunteers. But there's concern about the sustainability of the Meals on Wheels model. The average age of volunteers is in the early 70s, and 95% are aged over 50. Despite the challenge of attracting new volunteers, Deborah Tape is hoping that the review recognises their community role is more than meal delivery.
I think the volunteers make or break Meals on Wheels. Without those volunteers, they won't exist. But it's those volunteers that the clients wait for every single day, their companions, that they check on them, they monitor them, makes us more than just a meal.
Watch the back steps. Where's Lady Di?
It's certainly not just meals volunteer Penny McClellan delivers to 89-year-old June. Over the years, the two cat lovers have struck up a friendship, and she helps June with visits to the vet. Penny says Meals on Wheels committee members are increasingly being overburdened with red tape. She's also calling for more realistic funding from government.
We need a lot more funding from the government, and we need to be able to have that funding increased basically on an as-need basis. As everything else skyrockets, we've got electricity costs, we've got phone costs, we've got staff costs, we've got our insurance is a hell of a lot each year. We look at thousands for our insurance policies, and that ties everyone up in red tape too. You find it very difficult for people to be, not too many people want to be on committees anymore. We're having a struggle with that.
Penny McClellan shares concerns about the future of the service.
I would like to know when I'm 85, 90, that I can rely on a service that's going to give me a choice and also be reliable.
Are you worried about the future of Meals on Wheels?
Yes, and I think a lot of people are.
And I'd like to know that I could rely on it too, Penny, and I'd like some of those lamb rissoles and gravy that you were serving out at the front. I remember my mum used to make those, and they were fantastic. That's Penny McClelland, the president of the Bulimba Meals on Wheels in Brisbane, and in that report by Cathy Van Exdell.